Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we are talking about waiting on God. This is Pastor Grace, and I'm here to bring you a broadcast on waiting on God, because God wants us to wait on Him. That is why the scripture says, wait on God, trust Him, and all will be well with you. I'm going to pray that we may start our show now. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we want to thank you tonight because of this show and because of our listeners. I pray that you may bless us as we hear your word, O Lord. I pray that you may continue ministering unto us in Jesus' holy name. I pray that the Holy Spirit will minister unto each one of us according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father, we pray for the anointing of God to be upon us this minute. As we continue, let the Holy Spirit speak to our lives in Jesus' holy name. We need you, O Lord, and we pray that you may meet our needs. Thank you, Lord. We worship you and we praise your holy name. Thank you, God. We worship you in Jesus' name. And tonight, as I said, we are talking about waiting on God. There is nothing hard like waiting, or waiting is the difficult situation that you can find yourself on. Imagine when you wait on somebody who was to arrive at a particular time, but they failed or they were late. Maybe they delayed because of some few things. Maybe they delayed because they are making something so that when you meet, it will be all okay and it will be well. But waiting is difficult, waiting is hard, waiting is not the easiest thing to do. When we wait upon the Lord, we find ourselves looking to Him to help for some specific needs. There is a conscious expectation that He will help us out in that special need. We do not have control over the circumstances and therefore are looking to His provisions, His protection, etc., His and everything else that you think, protection, provision, God's grace to be upon us, even the healing, just to mention a few. In each case, though, it is good to notice our special need. We recognize that He can help us in that area and then cast our hope in Him. Waiting upon God is not only biblical, but a necessary part of the Christian life for the growing Christian. Waitful is an active display of faith in God during impossible situations. Sarah had trouble believing God would fulfill His promises, so he plunged ahead with her own solution. And this happens to all of us, brethren. When you are waiting for something to happen because you have a need, you need something to be done because of that situation that you are in. Some people will go far to look for some other solutions. Some people will think that what they are thinking to do is God's way of dealing with their problem. But it is not all that we do or think that comes from our God. Brethren, when we wait on God and when He's doing something new to meet our needs, we will definitely know that this is God that is doing it in my life. And so you have the gladness of the heart. You have a place in your mouth because you know for sure God did it. You know, the Bible says that the blessings of God in the Ecclesiastes does not add sorrow into it. So when whatever comes from God, it comes from God and there is nothing to regret about it. In the book of James, said that every good gift comes from the Father of the light, and this is God. So you will always enjoy the blessings of God that He has sent for your life. And whenever we are waiting, God is doing it for our own good. Whenever we are waiting, let me tell you this, we can wait, but we will still receive it. Delay is not a denial. Oh, it can be delayed, but it will not be denied. God promised so much, He will never deny what He promised. He is faithful God. He is a wonderful God. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to live according to His standard. And the standard is that you are living without lacking anything in your life. So, brethren, waiting, I'm waiting, you are waiting, you are waiting. Something went wrong somehow, and the doctor or anybody else who gave you the appointment is running behind their time. You can see how people grumble, they murmur, they complain. Because waiting is the hardest situation that you can find yourself in, right? Because you have a need that needs. That's why you are there, you are waiting for this appointment.
And that's something I want you to understand about waiting. And you may agree with me. Waiting, you only wait for something that you can do it by your own. Somebody else has to do it for you. Someone will see a professional of that. Maybe in his line of career, that is what he has been saying to do. Otherwise, you wait because what you are waiting for is out of your power to do it. So, waiting is not the easiest thing to do. If I look at the people, sometimes you may look at the people waiting, but they are patient. They are very patient. They have the grace. So many people or so many of us, we don't have the patience to wait. We don't have the grace. We don't. And actually, some people will wait and they will leave. And they will say, oh, crazy, I will not wait anymore. I can go and do it on my own. I can go and do it anyhow, but they will do it the wrong way.
And here, because we are talking about waiting, after waiting for many years, Sarah convinced Abraham to sleep with her maid, with the handmaid Hagar, to produce a Messiah. Remember that God promised Abraham through Sarah, he will give him a great nation, and he will give him a son of his own. And here, Sarah is tired of waiting, because time is going by, they are now old, they cannot perform, and they don't have the strength. But because they are looking at the physical features and the physical things that are ahead of them, they knew it is also for them to have a child. Maybe God meant to give Abraham a son through the maid servant. And this is when Sarah told Abraham, go ahead and have Hagar and have a son, so that we can have a child, because we are almost dying. Of course, that is what happens when people are tired of waiting. When people don't have any more grace to wait on God, they go their own way, and there is always a solution that is provided by the enemy or by us. When God promises you something, blessed, there is always a duplicate of that thing. There is always an imitation or something that could look like what God promised, but I'm telling you, it is not the real thing. Something will be telling you that this is not God, this is not the real thing, but I have to go for it because it is available, a light here, a light there. So, and then so many people will go ahead and get whatever is on their leash. But God's promises are never forgotten. God's promises are never delayed. Okay, they are delayed. They may be delayed, but he always comes at the appointed time. He knows why he wants to have an appointed time, because he's making things better for his own glory. When God delays the promises, he's making something great. He's making something better. He wants to amaze you. He wants to surprise you, because he is a God of amazing. He is a God who amazes us all the time. And so he wanted Abraham to lose hope on himself. He wanted Sarah also to lose hope on themselves, because they were old. And so whenever he was to come, when they were almost unable to do anything. He was to come whenever he knew that they have given up. He was to come whenever they knew by their physical strength there is nothing that can happen about having a son. Brethren, I want to encourage you that our God is real. Our God promises, just wait on. Though I know, I can tell from my own experiences that waiting is hard. From the physical life that we live, and everywhere we go and we have to wait, it is not easy. Imagine when, especially when you are looking for some money to feed your family, or you are looking for some money to pay your debt, and here the lender is delaying, or whoever is promising to give you some money is delaying. They are saying something went wrong, that's why we are late, that's why it's going like this. But you are here, you are anxious, you are troubled, you are worried. But let me tell you, brethren, tonight, that God is taking care of your worry. And whatever he is going to do, just wait and hope in him. The title of my message is Hope, Trust, and Wait on God. If you have hope, you are going to wait. But if you don't have hope, this is when you go and look for an alternative route that you can come and meet your need by yourself. So when you have hope, you always keep hoping. Don't lose hope. Don't give up. Whenever you have hope, you will always know that something good is going to come on my way. Something good is being provided. Something good is coming to rescue my situation. So the first thing to do is keep hoping. If you keep hoping, you keep hoping that the person who promised you is going to fulfill the promise. You trust them. So if you hope, then it means you are trusting them. You are trusting the person you are hoping to come and meet your need. And then if you hope and trust, then you will have to wait on God. And our God is so faithful. I want to read the scripture on the book of Genesis. And we are going to see. We are going to read about Abraham and the promises of the son. This is Genesis 11 and verse 30. Genesis 11 and verse 30. And the Bible says, Genesis 11 and verse 30. But Sarah was barren, she had no child. God knew that Sarah was barren. But in her mind, the barrenness had gone deep down in her life. In her mind, she was done with the embarrassment already. She had gone through the embarrassment. She had gone through it all, and she was done to be a barren. She was comfortable. Even she did not believe that something else could happen to her because she had given up. When you are a young woman and you are married, you keep waiting for a child, an year and the next year and like that, until you come to a point where you give up and then you accept the situation and you accept it and it will become part of your life. I think this is where Sarah was. She had accepted that she's a barren woman and she don't have a heir, and so it was done. And here now, God comes and promised her that he will give her a son. It is not easy for her to believe. Hallelujah. And so it was to happen after 25 years from when God promised. Brethren, it's about hope, trust, and then wait. Hallelujah. Those who go to the waiting room, they must have hope. They must have trust. And so they go to the waiting room. Hallelujah. And so when they go to the waiting room, there is not much to do. Unless to wait, looking from every side of the house, looking from every side of the way to see who is coming to rescue my life, who is coming to rescue my situation. Who is this? So a person who is waiting is very anxious. He's very anxious. He's very fixed and focused because there is something that has to happen in their life. And so in the book of Genesis 18, let's read Genesis 18 and see what happened. In the book of Genesis 18, and verse 14. Let's read. This is what, when they came to a place where they couldn't again wait on God, where they couldn't again believe. Let's read verse 12, Genesis 18, verse 12. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? So she laughed. It couldn't make sense to human understanding. or to human conception, it couldn't make any sense. And verse 13 says, and the Lord said to Abraham, why therefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surely bear a child which am old? Verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh. Hallelujah. I like this. When God knows when we are doubting, God is there. He's listening to you, what you are talking when you doubt. When you are tired of waiting and you are murmuring and complaining and grumbling, God is there. He is with you. He is listening to you. And actually, I am telling you this, and this is the truth from the scripture, that whenever you doubt, whenever you want to argue with God, he's there, he's listening. And there is a sound that will speak to you. And that voice that speaks to you when in you are in that situation, it is the same sound, or it is the same voice that spoke to Sarah and Abraham. Because Sarah loved. And therefore, God asked, is anything too hard for the Lord? Oh Lord, is there anything too hard for God in your life? Is there anything too hard for God in my life? God is understanding everything. He knows where you are. He knows where you are going and where you are coming from. And here now you are, because you are tired of waiting. You are laughing because there is nothing that you think can happen to you. Let me tell you, brethren, you will never die, and you are not going to the grave before you see the promises of God coming to pass in your life. Let me tell you, when God promised you, he set a time for it to come to pass. And this is what happened to Sarai. So he said, at the time appointed, I like that, at the time appointed, I will, hallelujah, I will return at the time appointed. So God came down because he saw what Sarah is thinking about. He saw that they are doubting. He saw that they have given up hope. He saw that they are not trusting him. That's why he came and talked to them. And he said, at the appointed time, I will return. So God saw their grief. God saw their frustration and their disappointment. And then he had to come. And then he told them, at the appointed time, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life. Hallelujah. According to the time of life. And Sarah shall have a son. I am encouraging you, my sister and my brother, that God is coming down to make his promises come true to your life. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. Just believe and trust God that he's coming into your life again. As he came when he promised you, he will come again and do whatever he said he would do. And so then Sarah denied. He denied that I did not laugh. So for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou needest laugh. God was talking to them. Let me say this, brethren. Whenever we argue within ourselves, God is already there. And whatever answer that we got, it is from God. That keep on waiting, keep on hoping, keep on trusting. Don't lose hope. Don't give up. And so the Lord came and he sent some men. And the verse 16 says, and the men rose up from hence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I was to do? And so it continued. These men were going so that they can destroy Sodom because of the sinful nature that was on Sodom. And so they passed through Abraham's house. And so Abraham welcomed them, and he did what he did with them, and he gave them food and everything. And then they said the same thing, that Sarah will have a son, praise the Lord, because he is a God who is all able, who is all powerful. He owns everything that we need. Brethren, don't give up. So I want to continue confirming that the word of God is true and the word of God is so light and it is timely. After waiting for many years, Sarah convinced Abraham to sleep with Hagar and Mene to produce a heir. This is what happened. It happens to so many of the brethren. Because they can't wait, they go and do whatever they need to go in the flesh. They don't wait on God, they do it in the flesh. And then what will happen if you do something in the flesh? It will come backfire on you. Those things that you are bringing to arrive without God, they will backfire on you, and they will not be a blessing, but they will backfire on you. They will fight against you, and they are going to win you. And then you will be going back to God in prayer and in repentance. Why don't we wait on God before we go and do anything in the flesh? You know, the Bible says that the things of the flesh will only reap the things of the flesh. So don't go and look for stuff that doesn't come from God. Wait on God. Whatever God gives, it will be perfect. Remember Ishmael is the type of the people who are fighting us today. If it were not for Abraham and Hagar, if it were not for Sarah and fighting Abraham to go into Hagar, we would not have this problem that we are having today. Because they are fighting us, because they know that they were sent to the wilderness. The mother and the son, Hagar and Ishmael, they were sent into the wilderness because Isaac was here. Isaac was here. And because the promise was through Isaac, these guys have had to be sent in the wilderness. And remember what happened to Hagar. She went through the wilderness. There was no water. There was no food, but she had to leave because the territory was Isaac's territory. Brethren, whatever you are going for and whatever you are trying to find on your own, finally it will not be a blessing. Finally, you will have to send it away from your life because God is a faithful God and Isaac is coming into your life. I love God because he's so faithful. They overlooked what Abraham and Sarah did because they wanted to prove himself faithful. Isaac was to be born, and he was born. That's why we are here today, because there is a father of faith who is Abraham, and he begotten from Isaac. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So no better wait. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. Keep it alive. Go for what only that is coming from God. Go for the promises of God. Wait for the promises of God. Look on high. People, they are very disappointed when they are waiting on God. Instead of complaining, here on earth we complain when we are waiting for something. When we are waiting for our friends to arrive. When we are waiting for the money to come into our life, we complain. But when we go to God and we are waiting, we pray, we ask God for wisdom, we ask God to give us grace, we ask God to give us favor, we ask God to keep us until he fulfills his promises. So waiting is not easy. Abraham and Sarah waited for the son. God asked Abraham, is anything too hard for me? Genesis 18, verse 14. And then waiting requires patience and grace. Example of Job. Job kept waiting. And the third thing is waiting patiently rewards. There is a reward on waiting. There is a reward. If you read in the book of Job 42, it says, if you talk about what happened to Job, he went through hell. The devil requested permission to come and talk to Job, but he never quitted. But he waited on God. Everybody was blaming Job, that a righteous man cannot be pardoned by God. The things that we go through, not because we have not been waiting, just because we have been waiting. And God wants to pay
refresh our faith and hope in Him. So some people walk like they are going wrong. They will have so many troubles. But if we keep waiting on God, blessing, He will come and He will reward. There is nothing that the reward of God for waiting. Job was rewarded. This is Job 42, 4 past 10 to 17. If you can read it on your own, it will help you. And the Bible says, verse 10, Job 42, and the Lord turned to the activity of Job, because Job had so many friends that came to console him. They came to console him, but then they accused him. That is why God is punishing him. He wasn't. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all the brethren and all the sisters and all they had been of his acquaintances before. And they eat bread with him in his house. And they mourned. And they mourned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an ailing of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14 years sheep and 16,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Pesia, and the name of the third Kenapa, whatever. So I want to tell, this is what I'm talking about: patience, pace, waiting God patiently rewards. God was given a better life than he had before. Even people came and gave him gifts. It was not just like that, it was a gift from somebody. God has sent them into your life to receive a gift. So it was a time for Job to receive much more than he had before. His life was rewarded than the life he had before. So I want to encourage somebody tonight that our God is doing it, our Lord is doing it. He is doing it. He is taking through. God can allow evil. The Bible says that and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. God opened the Lord brought all the evil, but he allowed evil to come so that we can get tested. We are becoming good ministers every day after we go through the fire. Allow God to work on you when you are going through the fire. Persevere, endure, and be patient. It is not easy to go through fire. But when you go through fire, on the other side of the fire, you are going to be like a being that has been purified. So we have to be purified by fire, brethren. And we are going to live better, and we are going to deliver better messages, and we are going to live even a better life that glorifies God. I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight and listening to this sermon on waiting on God. I've been talking about waiting on God on my Facebook page. My name is Grace, and you go see my Facebook, you're going to find Grace. I'm talking about waiting on God for the whole of this week because I like waiting on God. Anything I have ever waited on God, I have never been ashamed. Our time is running, we are running out of time. And I want over to invite you to our ministry. By ministry, actually, I work with people who are less fortunate. I work with people who are HIV and AIDS, with elder and seniors. I like helping people who need help. And my website is www.grii_HIVAIDS.org. You can email me at grii@life.com. And my phone number is 378-933-1295. So you give me a call. If you need prayer, give me a call. If you need encouragement, just give me a call. I love helping people because the Lord has also blessed me. If I did not find anybody in my life to help me get this far that I am, I could not have been able to help anybody. So God bless you, brethren. We are great assistants. International Ministries, and we love to serve. God bless you. Amen.